No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Part of the Pathways. This is the third live hour of Part of the Pathways on August 27th, 2017. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwa. sbcglobal.net. I hope Chris from Nevada has held on during the break. Yeah, are you there, Chris? Thank you for calling the show.
Profound and copious greetings of love and appreciation to you, Dr. Wynn, for all you do for all of us and for the world.
Thank you.
A comment for Roxanne and you, since it was important. Dr. Sherry Edwards of SoundHealthOptions.com has developed an audio analysis program that she's able to predict and diagnose and recommend healative qualities for those who are disaffected and perhaps prone to telling other than the truth or discerning if they're actually telling the truth, that she's worked on many different people. She used to appear quite a lot with Joyce Riley and still shows up on the news show. However, that wasn't the primary reason I called. I wanted to alert you, and particularly the president, that there is a document that I have that's a pamphlet that was created back in the 1940s. I think it was created by the Anti-Nazi League of California and Senate Report the California of 1948. But it says that the institutions for the insane you have in your country, prisons that can hold millions of persons and could hold without civil rights or any hope of freedom. And upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery so they can never again draw a sane breath. This was by Commissar Lavrenty Beria, the former KGB head of the Soviet secret police, to the American students at Lenin University in Moscow. And he said, you must dominate the respected areas in the field of psychology and psychiatry so you can carry forth the myth that only a European doctor is competent in the field of insanity. Further, you can make the capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of the quiet conquest of the nation. This is from the Communist Manual of Instructions for Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, and former member of the Communist Party that was taught at the Eugene Debs Labor School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And the Communist Manual for Instructions for Psychopolitical Warfare has been briefed or condensed into a pamphlet called Brainwashing, set forth the complete program for the psychopolitical conquest of the United States. You will cognize this as the mental health program. You can see how our great nation is being conquered, just as the communists boast, without firing a single shot. This is why we have to be so careful with these psycho-political warrior terrorists of the Democrat Party who are attacking the President Donald Trump with the conclusion delusions that he might be incompetent, which is, of course, a void for vagary word term that has no specificity and determinant to make it constitutionally acceptable as a charge. And for this, I share with you the truth, Dr. Wynn, I love and appreciate you and all that you do. And, of course, Jeff from Idaho and Roxanne and the other cogent contributors to your program, sharing the truth with the world to wake them up. And Ezekiel 33:6, watchers on the wall, blowing the shofar as loud as we can to wake up America right now. God bless America. Thank you, Dr. Wynn.
Okay, thank you, Chris. One of the things that Chris is talking about too is that's very important. Is that the formation? We have a caller in Florida. Oh, Jimmy in Florida. Okay, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Doc, can I have a question? I want to ask you about something you said earlier. It's about gold. We talk about alchemy. You talk about alchemical properties and stuff. Answer me this, if you could. Why is gold been held as such a precious commodity since the beginning of recorded history? And why have these alchemists spent, you know, centuries, millennia, trying to, you know, that goal of the formula, what makes it so precious? Is it a monetary value like it always has been, or is there some secret property they use for it's used for that we don't know about, like dimensional or space travel? I don't know. Do you know the answer to that? Why the gold? What makes gold any different from every rock and mineral out in the ground?
Well, when you work with gold, in fact, it has a magnetic field that is more influenced by what is called an electron transfer that keeps it within the energy force that it surrounds. With that happening, that object that the gold surrounds has electromagnetic power. This is why you can, when you see the carvings of space travelers and things of this sort, and they're wearing the gold gloves, they're also wearing the gold mask. Same thing for Egyptian sarcophaguses that are open up on the third layer, you'll see the gold mask, and it has emblems written on the inside. And what this does is that gold has the chemical construction in such a way that it doesn't get destroyed, but it enhances whatever it covers. And that's one of the properties of gold. That's why gold is used for, like you have let's say that you want to take a scientific analysis of a molecule, which is below nanometers, way beyond to be seen by the human eye. So you have stereometric microscopes, and you electrify the plate where this molecule is located, and then you cover it with gold. Because the gold will not transfer that energy out except for what's coming from what it covers. So that's why you'll see in the medicine, and you'll see in advanced physics and outer space experiments, the use of gold. And in fact, to give you an idea of value on Earth, of course, has been misinterpreted, because gold has been given value because it's stationary. It's, you know, it melts to melt of its own molecule. So that's why, another reason why it's valuable. So let's take recently. This would have been last week. Last week, there was the determination of a gold find in Alaska, in the Klondike, and it covers a period of time that goes back close to the formation of the Earth itself. And its area of the gold find is 55 square miles on the top surface of the Earth. Its estimated value by Dawson Airport, by Dawson City in Alaska, is $220 million of gold on the surface of the Earth. Underneath the Earth is a three-acre place of concentration that's on in the formation in the Yukon in the Northwest Territory, close to a town called Coffee. And it is it's what is called the orogenic gold, goes down 6 miles into the Earth. You cannot put a dollar value on that 3 acres. 6 miles north is a place called Brewery Creek. In Brewery Creek, there's a gold system that is on the border of the Yukon that is worth estimated $600 trillion. Going south and directly into what's called the Tintac Gold Province is a town called Fort Knox and another town next to it called Pogo. And this has a concentration of what's called the Yukon Ridge, buried into the earth. The amount of gold in those spots are located in such a way that it's beyond the $200 trillion. We're now at $500 trillion. Now,
how were they able to measure that? Some kind of ground-penetrating radar?
Oh, yeah, by radar. You can measure all of that by magnetic radar system, which is the way radioactivity is measured. And because most of the water that's there in that part of the world of Lone Star, Quartz Creek, and Gold Run is radioactive water. Now, because the Earth is radioactive now with water, the water we drink is radioactive in the process. But you see, with gold, the gold does not take up the radioactivity. And that gives you a huge clue as to why cosmic research is done with gold. You take the gold seals on the spacecraft, you take it in terms of an internal experimentation of a new life form that's being developed in outer space that is a combination of plant and human DNA. To have a plant have human characteristics, which it already has characteristics of thought anyway, with its roots and this and other kinds of chemicals. But that's in a gold box. So it doesn't take in that other outside, you see. It's only taking care of what it's touching. So what we have here is, I hope, is a for you is a huge clue that you're asking, one, the right question, and number two, the right question has other implications that has been discovered millions of years ago.
Right.
And like you take the diggings that are going on in Afghanistan. The reason Russia wanted Afghanistan in war, which they couldn't achieve because Afghanistan is very cold and is mountainous, and the Russian trucks couldn't make it, and the tanks couldn't make it, and it's hard to live there. And so the Russians gave up in Afghanistan. That started this whole business way back when it went to the Shah of Iran, you see. He wanted to get into Afghanistan. The reason is because they grow drugs there, for one thing, the opiums and that type of thing. And but in Afghanistan are practically all the sacred metals
and minerals of the world. Mm-hmm. And the same for Alaska. And the only other place like it on the earth is Sri Lanka, which is where the director of the Odyssey 2001 and Space 2001, where he retired. And there was a reason he retired there. And but, it, of course, if you were to pick up any of these precious stones off a beach in these places, you know, like right on the beach, you have gems, and the penalty is death.
In Sri Lanka?
No, in Sri Lanka, yeah. And the same thing for Afghanistan. Same thing for Afghanistan. So the reason that we have all of these conceptual concepts of real world war going on is for the minerals and for the drugs, and there's more to that statement, but that is the truth of it. But
well, that's a big question too that people ask all the time about Russia's involvement. Do you know if they pulled a lot of that out of the ground while they were over there, or they abandoned
it? Oh, there
would
be. No, that's the $64 million question, not thousands.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The idea of that's where the research is going, and that's just where we get back to gold. You see, in order to, there are ways that you can take gold out and extract it, and gold goes back to its original composition.
Right.
If you take a mineral that's quite valuable, like iridium or lithium, let's take lithium, which is now in high demand for this electric car scheme that they're trying to promote. That's a scheme.
That is right.
Yeah, that's a scheme, no matter what they say, my
right.
friend. Don't believe it. Take it from me, and it's a scheme. The thing is that the lithium works, but you have to have water to take it. You cannot mine, for instance, these other minerals unless you have water. And you cannot place the water in these certain situations because the contamination is like fracking. That's exactly
right.
what fracking is. You go right. down and get your mineral. And then you have the water. They say, well, we increase the temperature of the steam and crack the earth, and then we open up the earth to get the aqua and replace it in, and it comes back, and then we recycle it in. It's the biggest pile of BS.
Well, I shouldn't filter it, right?
Yeah, it's a big pile of crap. So the thing comes down.
It's so primitive, too, you know, the technology with what it is. It's just a primitive technique to extract it. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's contaminated, you know. And the thing is that humans are being asked to drink recycled water. They have the big processes going on in the government, you know. This bottle
yeah, right.
is recycled from human waste. You know, that type of thing. But they don't tell you that they mine body gold out of that. And the thing is, the process, if you have gold casings, you don't have the permeability of the toxicity, which is very interesting, you see. And so when the Second World War was going on, and remember the gruesome story of taking gold teeth out of people they were going to kill, the thing
right.
is, and you ask yourself, well, they did that for the monetary value. That's true.
Well, Stalin or Lenin won. They killed all the dentists and murdered all of the dentists because they thought they had the gold. And gold fever, you know.
They were going to use the gold for coating for their space.
Yes.
Listen, all
Doctor, thank you. Thank you. I'm
going to
go absorb this knowledge.
Yeah. You call again.
Okay. Have a great day.
We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
And the activity that I've been involved with legally on the higher scale with a federal court on water, there are several, but one is very close to me is the Agua Caliente Band of the Chihuahua Indians, which are located by Palm Springs. Now, the Agua Caliente Indian Reservation has control of the Coachella Valley groundwater basin. There's intersections of public and private lands. This is one of the places where Van Nestley pays $500 to $600 for the permit to draw water from the Palm Desert and the Rancho Mirage on the groundwater from the Indian Reservation. Now, the Desert Water Agency in Southern California, this is all done in Southern California, so the Whitewater River that's going through this part of the earth is moves water from the Colorado River Aqueduct to help replenish the California Coachella Valley. And the court cases have been going in that the Coachella Valley Water District have mismanaged the groundwater, and much has been pumped out. And, of course, the people, this is what I talk about on my program, a graft. In other words, the Germans pump the... Where do they just get off paying the $500 fee? I mean, that's an obvious question. You know, someone in the United States government gives them that right. and then they all get a kickback. So it's a, and the kickback is not your people that know me well just hate it when I say this, your ma and pa's kickback. No, we're talking millions of dollars to congressional people that have been on the take for years. And the ACLU, and of course the local, you know, the unions, millions of dollars a year. And kickbacks. So you get, and the Occoquan tribe took the case to court in 2013, I was involved in that. And then the fact of going into federal court, you know, on the amicus curiae briefs, what is the federally reserved rights to the groundwater are really valid. And the ruling was held 2 months ago in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, and then it was appealed to the Supreme Court, which will be decided in a few months, to overturn the appeal court, that the idea that the other tribes that have also filed the Friend of the Court briefs, those are the amicus curiae briefs, can hold up the water designation from the areas of Nevada, from the Paiute Indians in Nevada and the Spokane Indians in Washington that have the same situation where their water's being stolen. And so what you have here is determination of eminent domain of mineral and water, that the exact amount of water belongs to the tribe to be determined in another proceeding. So the reason for another proceeding is to get away from the Association of California Water Agencies plans to file their amicus curiae brief on behalf of the utilities, saying that the Indians do not have, you know, the tribe doesn't have rights. So the in 2015, a three-judge panel ruled it back to the Occoquan tribe, and it has a Federal Reserve right to groundwater beneath its reservation in the Palm Springs area and surrounding areas. And so the Coachella Valley District wants to fight this going on into the Supreme Court and take a page from the Pope, who wants to have a world court over water. In other words, to back up the United Nations position that the United Nations owns the water. And so, aside from working on anti-gravitational projects and developing the concept of new forms of life and being involved in things, I want to apologize to my listeners, particularly to Jeff, that I not had the physical time to answer, not because out of disrespect or any of that sort. I have over 35 listener requests concerning water, which I'll answer to you and be glad to do it as soon as I get breathing room from taking on the UN, the Pope, the legal amicus curiae brief from five unions concerning the water. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I was really quite surprised. I'm getting in a muddy water here very, very quickly on something I probably shouldn't even talk about. About a message, but I, when I first started on RBN, I hadn't done radio, you know, I hadn't done host work, or, of course, we're learning all the time, thanks to the producers, and that's a fact. I had never heard of Alex Jones, and, of course, as the years have gone by, whatever happened at RBN and Alex Jones, I have no idea, you know. But I got a message from Alex Jones, and it was that he stepped on the wrong rock with me, because I'm the guy that put out the Senate Bill 623 in California and exposed it out, because the legislatures. You see, what these legislators do today, they hire lawyers personally, and that's the way they live today. And so when they have a bill about the water in this one, they have the idea of placing a tax, a water tax, on water so that they can say that they're going to help with solving the unsafe drinking water. Now, this, of course, is another pile of BS, because they've had bonds. The lobbyists have been taking money under the table for years. California has had millions of dollars to solve it. When I went out the door, I had and talked about chloramine causing collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN.
I received over a period of time over $200,000 checks in bulk, and I sent them all back to unions that they didn't want me on air. And Alex Jones, of course, saying, "Well, you're not bringing us up the truth." And so I sent him back, and I said, "I don't have to answer you, but I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. This whole thing comes down to a kind of, this is another tax scheme to tax people for water, of which they're already paying, and they're saying, well, this is going to be for the formation for homes and businesses. We're going to charge for homes and businesses. And the idea for having money for taking care of the process of a water tax for developmental ways to work on the public systems as for the unsafe tap water. Now, the fact that they admit to the fact of it, they knew it was contaminated when I went on air 11 years ago. They knew it caused cancer 11 years ago. It was the government's own work. It wasn't hidden like unauthorized special projects are that are not given to the public. This is, and protected by the public's firewall. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that I will do what I can to go against this bill in California, and anyone who's living in California should get wise to the other thing. I'm going to give you a little peak story. You take the millennial snowflakes that are out here, and that's not an insult because that's what they are. Millennials are into a selfish little investment program. They don't want to do what their parents did, and they don't want the knowledge of their parents. They don't want the junk from their parents. They don't want to. I want to live in simplicity. I want to think. I just don't know what I'm going to do in life. That kind of thing. And you get those statements, from them. And the whole thing. And here they've had some of the best education in the world. And they think, I'll just work for you for only a few months, just to learn what you're all about, And they do. They go and they steal other people's ideas and work in the whole thing, And I know we need a millennial audience. I'm not against you folks in the terms, of the fact, but I'm giving you a story. I'm going to give you an idea. When you have your iPhone and you have the concept of energy that's needed to be able to use your iPhone so you can look and watch your TV shows while you're having a latte, the whole thing comes down to the fact that you need energy. And if you're against a dam, the formation of the hydroelectricity, which is necessary to keep the grid up from the water generation, you will not have your grid, you won't have your iPhone, and that's the process of it. Why do you think these big companies, what are they called, the big four? Okay, I used to know that right off the top of my head. They're called the FANGs, the FAN stocks. You know what the FANG stocks are? Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet price, and the Standard & Poor's 500 on the stock market. These stocks are running at a year performance of 21% against a price-earnings ratio of 18, and these are the stocks of which you set your sights on the television. But these are stocks which are away from the 5G, which is the fifth generation concept of energy, which I talked about in three shows ago, which determines if you live or die. If you go into a hospital, you've got to have the energy for the interspersing of the formation of the lung, for the heart fibrillation, the process, the overdose of the drugs or the opioids. You have to have energy. Where do you think they have energy? You think the government just pulls that out of the air? Do you think that the people in the concept know you have to have the water systems to work? Now, all this scheme is in the real world, is the idea to say, well, we're going to tax you because we feel strongly that we're going to have, we have to improve our faulty water systems and wells. Oh, you finally admitted that the MTBE and the formations of the process, which are exposed in chloramine, cause health damage, and is on the homepage of RBN, been transcribed in health journalism in the Nobel Prize health journalism section 5 times. We finally got it awake, and the older people said, well, I don't care, I'm going to die anyway. You know, that's what they say to people that go into city councils, where the United Nations representative is there making 4 times the amount of money that the city council has, so that they can say, well, it's okay if Verizon wants to put towers that affect the electromagnetic fields, because, you know, they admit that it affects the water in the brain in the process of it. Who in the hell do you think exposed that on the plate? I was one of few, but I know I was one. And I can tell you right now that the researchers that are working for their government grants at these universities, and in the process have of course messaged me and says, well, you know, we don't want to mess up our grant. I said, good God, man, what the hell do you think this is? You know, is that you're living on the grant that you need. I review your stuff. I'm not going to go against you because you've got a grant. I'm going to go against you for the fact that you're taking what I call psychological bribery. That's what I call it. That's my phrase, psychological bribery. And it turns into that, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And I said, well, it's not okay. No, Senate Bill 623 wants to generate $110 million a year through a 95% monthly fee on a home and a water bill. The water bills right now are high for people. They can barely make it. They can barely make it. And the thing is that, it is sensationalism that's based upon what other talk shows people are doing. There's nothing more than a smokescreen. And the thing is that, and it doesn't solve the problem whatsoever in terms of that. And it's also giving the FANG tax, the FANG stocks, a formation system, and for real money. And you take that in Denver. The idea of saying they have the idea of they had explosions in Denver and gas sites and fracking and the idea of fundraising, and they're actually calling the frack gas an infrastructure, and they find they have senators and other kinds of politicians that have received more than $1 million from the oil and gas interests. And they say everything's fine. New York and Maryland have banned fracking, while the other states, such as Texas, they've passed a law to block local communities from imposing new environmental regulations. So in other words, a community cannot put together a new environmental regulation to defend themselves. And you take this, the amount of money on that, I had that about 4 or 5 shows ago. I don't have it in front of me today. But you take the, in Weld County, Colorado, they have the watered-down legislation on the oil tanks and develop these tanks that I keep talking about, which also get pushed under the rug. How these tanks take the contaminated water from fracking and move it to other things. That's why I was talking about the DNA in the water, special DNA, to determine where the contaminated water would come from. See, this could be solved in other ways. In the formation of the development, it's having, I'm not going to give you the other plan because these people listen to our show, and I don't want to give away how that can be done on the amicus curiae brief in the court. But the whole thing comes down to the idea of, let's say, that you're approving pipelines. And as you have approving new gas pipelines, they analyze their increase in the greenhouse emissions. There are 4 cases coming up for the Court of Appeals, particularly in the District of Columbia. Now, when you're in the District of Columbia Circuit, you're really talking to Congress, you know, because that's, you know, Congress is their city council. So the effects of that project of the control of the direct effects on the idea of environmental impact studies is up for grabs. So, and I'm totally against the United States government saying, well, environmental impact reports, let's give that jurisdiction to the United Nations. So there you go. You're going to have the United Nations work it out that they're going to be the environmental impact people. Okay? So the thing is that, and of course the Russians are in it because they're saying, well, we've invented a new procedure of using thermochemical gas fracturing that could be an alternative to water fracturing, to hydraulic. And of course, the Russians are claiming that the main component in the chemical reaction is that it is an ammonia nitrate, which is often used as fertilizer. So, and Russians have always been big in fertilizer, since Stalin's days. And I think Stalin killed his chemical engineer, murdered his whole family, because he had discovered that, which would cut the the profits that were being made where he was screwing over the United States, where we were sucker enough to give him money to continue his agricultural processes. So the idea, and of course the Germans were involved in that too. So let's take it a little further. Let's say that the Sierra Club of California is objecting to the idea of the governor of California, Governor Brown, to have tunnels which will divert fresh water away from Northern California on a 1,100 square mile delta. It's an essential ecosystem for up there for fish and birds and wildlife, all right? And the thing is, but they want to put this down in the, you know, in Southern California. The whole process of, if you know anything about environmental, was environmental systems that are their separate ecosystems, the Delta in Northern California is one of them. Because you don't build things where nature is putting salt water to wash out above the wetlands and then the salt water comes out and the fresh water comes in. They're very rare places. There are only four places on the earth like that anybody knows about. One is the Jordan River, which is why the Israelis and the Palestinians have been fighting over that water for centuries. One is a volcano system in Rhodesia. The other is an area which is in China, which has that same kind of ecosystem. It has enough water for 20 million people. Of course, the Chinese feel that if they build solar panels over the water, they're going to make more money, because China is into the solar panel. They have the solar panel market on the earth pretty well figured out. So the idea of having what is called a Delta Tunnel system in Northern California in the United States to travel out in the southern part of the whole process. I have a question. If Dianne Feinstein, as a senator from California, is, you know, they're making money on with her husband's being able to buy post offices and things of that sort and make what is it going to be? It's about $100 million, I think, on that deal. So they're on to the President of the United States because he converted a post office to a hotel, and they're on his back. You know, I mean, you know, come on. Yeah. But he's saying, well, it's special interests that have something to do with her husband. You know, they're trying to be against him because they're against her husband because he won't be able to buy his government post office and make that kind of money. Dianne Feinstein, in terms of the thing, my question is, why did you sell the water to your friends in Beverly Hills, California, and left Central California bare? Farming, that had been started by a lot of House Representatives people many years ago. They ruined the farm industry. And you know why they did that? Because they wanted the land for development and their speed train that was coming years later, which is now. And they wanted to give the money to China. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
This is Pathways, and to bring you full circle, the idea of farmland in our country and in the world is slowly being taken over. For instance, you take Australia and New Zealand, they have a lot of wool-producing countries. In terms of their output, that a lot of their land, 60 million hectares, about two acre things, is what. This will come out about 300 million acres of pastures have been abandoned since 1990. And the idea, as an example, and the idea of measuring how much virtual water is used for growing agricultural products. I've talked about it a lot on this program. And the idea that our farmland is going into the idea because of this trend that the United Nations wants and these environmentalists want is that we go to vegan. And the vegan diets will remove all the pasture that's worth about two-thirds of the world's agricultural land. And we're going to lose that form of that ecosystem, which is necessary for the animals. They're trying to sell the idea, well, we have wild animals. We're shrinking farmlands so the things of the deer and the antelope can be involved. Like in Australia, and we're doing this in Zambia, and we're doing this in Iran, where we have a program in Iran and even in Mongolia, and where the idea, the change of the farmland in terms of deal is going to, but you take that land out of production, it's sometimes it never comes back. So we're losing our planet and the other species that inhabit it. There's a big research project in Lanzhou, China. It's in the heart of what's called a green area of the world. And they've invested more than $60 billion to re-vegetate or plant the 32 million acres since 1999 in an effort to alleviate the poverty and restore these ecosystems. So China, you see, you caught on. You lose the farmland. You lose the form of the ecosystem. You're also, food security is a big issue on the earth and is right now. And water's everything, and so is the food. So you have the policies that avoid returning the farmland to nature is at issue. So some farmers on the earth are being paid for each acre that's maintained in farm condition, even if the land's unprofitable. You have in Western Australia, you've got the Land Administration Act, which is difficult for farmers to derive income from the sources of livestock. And all these changes, which is affecting in the real world. You think this food's going to be here the whole time? It's not. This is the end game of today's program. And by the way, I want to thank you for being here for Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to give a real shout out of courage to the people that are in the Harvey hurricane weather system. And my hat's off to you. And my producer, I can't thank you enough for being here today in the midst of this hurricane. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank the listeners very much. And I want to thank the station. We'll see Parker Pathways on 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless America.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the